Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. This week, we're answering this question sent in by listener Christopher.
What law of physics dictates that nothing can travel faster than the speed of light?
Good question, Christopher. The speed of light is the limit because the faster you move, the more energy you need to move you. And in our current understanding of the universe, you would need unlimited energy to move at the speed of light. Because of this, as Paul on the forum says, the speed of light can be approached asymptotically but never reached. So where does this idea come from? Here to talk us through that is Professor of Physics at the University of Nottingham and author of Fantastic Numbers and Where to Find Them, Tony Padilla.
Well, it all follows from the laws of electromagnetism, or more specifically, the idea that you and your mate should agree on those laws, even if one of you is running around at really high speeds. You see, when Maxwell wrote down his equations for electromagnetism, he realized they emitted a really sort of cool solution in the form of a wave, like an electromagnetic wave. And what he noticed was that this wave actually propagated at a speed that was really, really close to the speed of light. So Maxwell made this sort of intellectual leap that maybe light was an electromagnetic wave. And his laws, his equations were mathematically really elegant, absolutely delicious. So fast forward 40 years, and Einstein starts thinking about what it would be like to actually sort of run after a wave, one of these electromagnetic waves, what it would be like to actually sort of catch up with light. And he realized that if you could catch up with light, then the laws of electromagnetism would have to look very different. If you could catch up with an electromagnetic wave, then it would be like that wave wasn't moving at all. It wasn't propagating at all. And that's a very different set of electromagnetic laws compared to what Maxwell wrote down. And Einstein didn't like the idea that these laws should be changing at all. They were far too elegant. They were far too beautiful. And so he declared that they shouldn't change. It shouldn't matter how fast you are running. Maxwell's laws should be the same for everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're running towards a ray of light or away from it. You should measure the wave as moving at exactly the same speed. It's always that speed. And that's why we all agree that the speed of light is the speed of light. It's just one speed. It doesn't matter whether you're running towards the light or away from it. You still measure the same speed of roughly 300 million meters per second. So this was a huge intellectual leap, of course, by Einstein. And it had massive implications for what we mean by time. But that's a completely other story.
Thank you very much to Christopher for the question and to Tony and Paul for the answer. Next week, we're answering this question sent in from listener Fraser.
So we like to think that the seeds we liberally sprinkle on our porridge or on homemade fruit salad, etc., are having a positive impact on our health. But are they? Many seeds seem designed to pass straight through the digestive system of the animal that ate them.
We'll get our teeth into that one for you next week, Fraser. In the meantime, if you have a question or an answer of your own, you can send it in as a voice note to chris@thenakedscientist.com or check out our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.